Good morning, and a big thank you to KNBA Radio for creating space for South Central Foundation to share on topics related to Domestic Violence Awareness and Action Month, which is nationally recognized for the month of October. South Central Foundation Family Wellness Warriors Initiative is an Alaska Native created and led movement and exists to end domestic violence, child sexual abuse, and child neglect in the state of Alaska in this generation. Today, our people are leading the way in breaking the silence to end cycles of abuse, and that's why it is so important for us to be a part of that message during Domestic Violence Awareness in Action. Good morning, my name is Polly Andrews, and I am a Learning and Development Associate with Family Wellness Warriors Initiative, and I am joined by Glenn Peters, an Alaska Native man who is here to share his story of hope, rising up from broken places, and how he now leads the way to help others as they discover their own healing journey. Today, Glenn is a Learning Circle associate who shares his story in Learning Circles and comes alongside others as they share their own. Learning Circles at South Central Foundation are a safe and confidential space for people to come together to share story and build relationships. They are now offered virtually, and we'll share more about how you can attend Learning Circles through Zoom. But first, let's meet Glenn. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Polly. Glad to be here. She said, my name is Glenn Peters. I'm originally from Juneau, Alaska. I'm Raven Frog. I'm the last person to be raised traditionally in my family. I was raised in the beaches and the woods of southeast Alaska.
Thank you, Glenn. When I've spoken to you, I've always heard a lot of cultural pride in your voice. What was it that first brought you to that place where you realized when you needed a change in life?
Well, I was homeless for 4 years here in Anchorage, that year-round, winter, spring, summer, fall, all that. And I was sleeping under a tree over by the Dom on Benson and C Street. And I woke up May 15th, 2018, and had enough. I just walked to an emergency room and been asking for help ever since. That was the hardest thing for me to do, was to ask for help.
Thank you, Glenn. How did you first become involved with South Central Foundation and Family Wellness Warriors Initiative?
I was working at Beans. And I heard about the Learning Circles, and I was in treatment myself for my own issues. And I heard they had a circle on grief, and grief is one of the things that I have never learned how to express, feel, or anything like that. So I started going there. And after that, after going to the circles for a while, I saw Chet Atkins at church, and he asked me if I was willing to be involved with Alaskan Native Men's Wellness Initiative. And I said yes. And after I went through Native Men's Wellness, there was a position opened up at Family Wellness Warriors Initiative in their Learning Circles. And I applied, and, you know, here I am.
Thank you. Yeah, Beauty for Ashes is a week-long intensive training where people share their stories and they connect the dots between their early childhood experiences and what current life looks like today. And for many of us, it's been a very healing part of what we've experienced. And I'm curious, when you went through Beauty for Ashes and you attended Learning Circles, what was it like for you to share your story?
Let me say the easiest part for me was when I found out that I'm not alone. You know, I'm not the only person that's gone through these things.
So it takes a lot of courage to share our stories. So many of us have stories of pain and have walked difficult journeys, and it takes real courage to visit that place, to go to the root, and to talk about those things. So let me ask you, Glenn, why did you break the silence?
You know, sharing my story, I didn't realize it would help anybody. You know, who am I but a meager man? You know, who am I but just some homeless person? And here I have come to find out that I'm just like everybody else, man. Knowing that, I just want to help everybody that's in the same position as me.
What did the Learning Circles allow for you in looking at that?
Well, first, confidentiality. You know, I could say anything, you know, being in a safe place and with like-minded people, you know, that's where my healing started. You know, sharing, listening to other people sharing their stories and knowing that I'm not alone. And there's people there that honestly are willing to help and want to help, you know.
Wonderful. Thank you. What is it that you want for the next generation? What does it look like to have hope and to have a healthy place where they can be free to be a child?
My granddaughters are South Central Foundation employees now, and they have been raised in a house that is not violent. You know, they are raised in a house learning their own self-worth, you know.
Thank you. And I have one more question, and it's about the idea of a warrior. In ancient times and in days of old, we know that in our Alaska Native cultures, a warrior was someone who used their strength to protect their family, whether that was braving the weather, navigating rough seas, or perhaps protecting family from animals who may have posed danger. So in this modern time, Glenn, what does it mean to be a warrior?
What I'm trying to do here is show people that you are not alone. You know, how about warriors leading the way, man, you know, and fighting the fight out there. I've always said, you know, I've always been a warrior. Warriors always fight. Warriors don't always win, but warriors fight every time.
Thank you, Glenn, for that powerful reminder of what it means to stand up for someone who may be experiencing their own pain, to be that safe person, to listen to that person, to lead the way for your family, to model, even after the brokenness, to be able to model what a healthy home looks like so that your granddaughters are growing up in that place of hope and healing and restoration. Once again, I want to thank Glenn Peters for joining us today. He's a Learning Circle Associate with Family Wellness Warriors Initiative. And I want to thank you, KNBA, for creating a space for South Central Foundation Family Wellness Warriors Initiative to talk about healthy relationships, hope, and what it means to be a warrior for our communities during this month's nationally recognized Domestic Violence Awareness and Action Month. If you would like to attend a learning circle to share your story and have a safe place to connect with others, learning circles are now offered virtually and can be found by visiting southcentralfoundation.com/events. Topics that you can join through Zoom include life skills, parent strong, recovery support, and more. We hope to see you there and have a wonderful day.